When a woman is raped, she may need emergency contraception to prevent pregnancy. But State Senator Dan Kopenke voted not once, not twice.
This is but one ad. The independent group Building a Stronger Wisconsin has reportedly spent $56,000 on against Republican incumbent Dan Kopenke. It challenges his stance against legislation that would make emergency contraception available to rape and incest victims. Kopenke countered with an ad featuring his daughter Elizabeth.
I've never met anyone more for service, more for helping people, more for the victims, more for children, more for all of that. When I think of my dad, I truly think, and I'm so emotional about how much he cares for people and his compassion for victims. He has the biggest heart you have ever met.
Building a Stronger Wisconsin is also running radio ads backing Kopenke's challenger, Democrat Tara Johnson. Kopenke says he's asked independent groups to stay out of the race on his behalf, and he says he's succeeded. Kopenke says to date, no independent groups have run negative media ads against Johnson.
When the TV ads come on that are negative, on the national level, state level, local level, they're flipping the button. They're going to another channel. They're disgusted by this. And it's the very reason why I chose not to go negative whatsoever. Because I don't run my life that way. Why should I change for a campaign?
Johnson says she has no idea who is behind the negative advertising targeting Kopenke. She says she spent her advertising budget focusing on the issues.
I know that the ads that we are running are head-to-head comparison and contrast. It is so important for a challenger to work on name recognition and to work on comparison and contrast.
Mike McCabe, who heads the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, says independent groups are working on behalf of both candidates in the 32nd Senate District. He says groups like Building a Stronger Wisconsin lean to the Democrats, while Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce and the Wisconsin Credit Union back Republicans. He says the candidates have no control over those outside groups.
Certainly candidates can call on the groups to stay out, but the groups don't have to respect those wishes. They can come in and do this if they want, but they haven't campaigned as vigorously in the La Crosse area as they have in other parts of the state.
McCabe says while independent groups supporting Johnson have spent money on radio and TV, those supporting Kopenke have spent their money on direct mail flyers. These groups are pouring a lot more money into state assembly races this fall. McCabe says that's unusual since they usually spend more on Senate races. But he says there's a chance the GOP could lose control of the assembly for the first time in 14 years.
The assembly is very much in play. So they've taken their focus a little bit off of the Senate and switched it over to the assembly. And I think it has everything to do with where they see their greatest opportunity to seize power.
More than $2 million has been spent in each of the last two 32nd district races. McCabe isn't sure if the race will reach those spending levels this year. Still, he expects this contest to be among the most expensive state Senate races this year. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.